Yesterday, 17 members of the Negro League and Pre-Negro League were elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame. The inductees include the first woman and owner in the Negro Leagues. Commentator Carol Boston Weatherford remembers some of the league's great achievements.
As a young baseball fan in the 1960s, I had no inkling that my hometown of Baltimore once boasted a Negro League team, the Elite Giants. A photo of that team inspired me to write a poem about the Negro League's heyday. Eventually, the poem grew into the book, A Negro League Scrapbook. The players were first-class athletes, even if Jim Crow laws did relegate them to second-class citizenship. The players, most of whom never donned Major League uniforms, were equal to, and sometimes better than, their white counterparts. For more than 40 years, Negro League teams crisscrossed the country, thrilling fans with crafty pitches, frequent bunts, hit-and-run plays, and stolen bases, all without benefit of steroids, big salaries, or a level playing field. Satchel Paige, the Negro League's most popular and highest-paid player, struck out 24 batters in one game. He pitched 64 consecutive scoreless innings and 21 straight wins. Paige coined such colorful names for his pitches as Bat Dodger, Four-Day Creeper, and Whipsy-Dipsy-Doo. During the 1932 Negro League World Series, All-Star Ted Double Duty Radcliffe caught for Satchel Paige in a 5-0 victory in the first game of a doubleheader. He then pitched a shutout in the nightcap. Radcliffe, who passed away last year at age 103, was among several Negro League players proficient at more than one position. Hall of Famer Willie Mays noted, and I quote, "The success of the players who went from the Negro League to the majors proves how good the Negro Leagues were," end quote. Jackie Robinson, who began his career with the all-black Kansas City Monarchs, took the Negro League's fast-paced brand of play with him when he broke Major League Baseball's color barrier in 1947. As a Brooklyn Dodger, Robinson stole home during the 1955 World Series. Star pitcher Satchel Paige once bragged, and I quote, "There were many Satchels and many Joshes. Ain't no maybe so about it," end quote. The record books now bear out Paige's claim. Led by historians Lawrence Hogan, Dick Clark, and Larry Lester, the Negro League Researchers Authors Group culled newspaper box scores and compiled a statistical database for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. The study's findings led the Hall of Fame to elect 17 more Negro League and pre-Negro League candidates. It's about time. Now, Biz Mackey, Jose Mendez, and Effa Manley, the first woman Hall of Fame inductee, and 14 others will be honored with long-overdue bronze plaques. Not only were many Negro League players good enough for the majors, many more were great enough for the Hall of Fame.
Carol Boston Weatherford is the author of A Negro League Scrapbook. The new inductees will be enshrined at the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, New York, on July 30th.